You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
I thought I'd start off with a cigarette today to show you how cool it makes me look. Welcome to The Bob Dean Show, everybody. Yay! Coming to you live from my palatial, dingy bachelor pad in Santa Monica, California. Dennis is here with us today. Say hey, Dennis. Hey. And I want to welcome everybody to The Bob Dean Show. First thing we're going to do today, ladies and gentlemen, you know Kathy St. George, our co-host, the lovely Miss August of 1983, who now lives in Palm Beach. Her little Maybelline, my little niece, passed away. And I'm going to try and show you a little picture here, Maybelline, if you can see without any. There's little Maybelline. She was the best little girl ever. And we love you, Maybelline. And we love you, Kathy. Hopefully you'll be back with us next week. We miss being so far away from you. In other news, I will be performing some stand-up tonight at the Mosaic Hotel at 125 South Spaulding in Beverly Hills for a pop-up comedy show. So it's kind of an improv immediate thing, and we didn't really have much to go on. But it's going to be fun at the Mosaic Hotel where I happen to be employed. It's my rent-paying job because I'm a comedian and an actor, which means I'm. This woman once said to me at a party, she said, "So what do you do?" And I said, "Well, I'm an actor and a comedian." And she goes, "Well, that means you're a waiter, right?" And I said, "I'm a bartender, lady. Get it straight. There's a difference." So anyhow, at the Mosaic and on Thursday the 25th, I will be doing a set with Percy's group at the Ha Ha Comedy Club on North Lancashire in North Hollywood. That's the 25th Ha Ha Club, 8 p.m. showtime. So get your tickets now. Today, as I mentioned, I work at the Mosaic Hotel, and I have, you know, 43 years in this business, in the service industry, bartending most of that time. I meet great people. I always meet to meet great people. Now that I'm at the Mosaic Hotel, I'm meeting great people from all over the world, and it really makes my rent-paying, convertible top-buying job fulfilling. In the last, it was 2 weeks ago, I met some lovely ladies from around the world. And I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart, honestly, to Mary Ellen, her family and friends, and the ladies, Camille, Noemi, and Allegra, and your families and friends who were so generous to take the time to tune in. And I overslept. Can't lie. It was terrible. I work a lot, y'all. So at any rate, please accept our apologies. We're so glad that your daughters could be and friends could be with us today. And the head chaperone, who is a kick-ass gal, if I may say. I hope that's not harassment anymore. So why don't we bring in the ladies? Mary Ellen, how are you?
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, gang. So glad you – thank you so much for – agreeing to be on. I felt like a real heel. I wish you could have been here because normally everything, you know, Sam knows that usually I'm a minute or two behind. But I woke up and I looked at the clock and it was like five after and I was like, yeah. So and I apologize for disappointing you and your family. So here we are today. Let's give it a shot.
Yay.
And yay.
Well, I'm in Chicago though. No longer Beverly Hills.
Well, you're in Chicago. Guess what you're missing in Beverly Hills?
What are we missing? You?
Nothing. Now, nothing bad going on. The weather, it rained while you guys were here, didn't it?
It rained the day we left.
Yeah.
Because we had so much rain, and the weather has been spectacular, back to its usual boring Southern California perfection. Boring. You know, and but the weather's great. We're going to have some interference. Unfortunately, the lady that lives downstairs passed away in her apartment, but she's not there right now. Don't worry, y'all. It was very peaceful, but she had been there. And I don't want to speak badly of the dead, but she makes me feel like this apartment, because Dennis and I share this apartment, and our bathroom is scrubbed, and our kitchen sink is scrubbed, and the dishes are done. But other than that, it's like dust. We did that 2 months ago, you know. But this poor woman, she was kind of a homebody, and her apartment is so dusty. I was just down there. I stole the bulbs from her bathroom because they all matched.
Yeah.
The landlord knows I was going to, you know, so, but I'm going to take that some other ones down there and put them in. So anyway, that's what's going on here on Stoner Avenue. We're coming to you live from the Palatial Studio on, well, from Sam Hazen, the head of LA, the man from LA Talk Radio and producer. He's got it all going, but I'm coming to you live from Stoner Avenue.
Stoner Avenue. It's good. That's good.
I know. I'll never move. It's rent control too. So tell us what's been going on. You guys, Mary Ellen, you have been sponsoring, chaperoning exchange students, and it's Camille is one that's living with you now, right? From
I actually have Noemi.
I beg you, Noemi, you're there for the whole summer, right? And then the other two gorgeous gals, if I can say gorgeous gals, are visiting from. You guys are just all friends, or they just came as a visit? Explain to us how it works, Mary.
Okay. Let me explain that to you, Bob. So yeah. I have Noemi. She's an exchange student, and she's from Verona, Italy, and she actually lives with me. She arrived January 3rd of this year, so she's here doing one semester at our local high school. The other two lovely gals, as you call them, Cam and Allegra. Allegra is actually from a different part of Italy, down around the Bologna area, and Cam is from Belgium. So Allegra and Cam don't actually live with me. They live with another host family that lives about a mile from me. And these lovely girls met each other because they all go to the same high school and they're through the same organization, but they did not know each other until they all arrived here. Now, Allegra and Cam have both been here since last August, so they were here for the full school year. And unfortunately, sadly, this is the sad part about hosting, is that they actually eventually leave. It's a good, bad thing. So, yeah, go ahead, Bob.
You must.
You're losing your marbles, Bob.
A tremor, everybody. We're having a little earthquake here. Either that or I just can't keep house. Sorry about that. So, but it must be tough because this is your ninth round with guests, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And it must be tough to spend the whole summer or that much time with so many really cool kids that mm-hmm. They become a part of you. And it must yep. be really tough when it's time to say goodbye.
It is. It is. It's amazing. You kind of go through this period of getting to know each other. And then all of a sudden they're just like, it's like you never lived without them. And then it's time for them to go. And it is really sad. Yes, Noemi's my ninth student that I've had. I started in 2010. I've had some kids for a whole school year, a part school year, some just for a couple weeks. But it is an amazing relationship that gets gets bonded very quickly. It's a stranger shows up in your house and all of a sudden you're just a family. It's really incredible. So it is very sad. There's a little moment of depression when they leave. It's like, oh my gosh, how will life go on? Somehow it does. But, you know, if you're lucky enough, you stay in touch and you get to see each other. And as the adults, you know, you get to see these wonderful children grow see what they go on to accomplish. Yeah.
And you know that you had a lot to do with that, with their time in the United States.
It's very rewarding. It's very rewarding.
It must be. You know, I certainly can't compare this to that at all, but we foster cats, uh-huh. right? And this is what makes me want to try. I have no children of my own. We foster cats and sometimes dogs. I've had everything from teacup poodles to Dobermans. And they're mostly older cats, so they would be like teenage year animals when they come. Mm-hmm. And it's usually through unfortunate situations if somebody should pass I can't say the word because of the young girls. Relatives will toss them on the street. So yes. I get these older cats, and we bond, and because it's harder to place them.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. with these, and then when they leave, I just boo-hoo, because you have mm-hmm. to make room for it. My point being is that I don't know how you do it with actual lovely human beings that you can speak with and watch, show the world to, you know?
Yes.
You're a good egg for doing what you do, Mary Ellen.
Oh, I love it. I have such admiration for these kids willing to give up the life that they know and leave their family and their friends and all that goes with that to just come and take a chance. So,
and that now what I want to do is ask you, Marianne, you have one or two grown children. I know you have a son who flies mm-hmm. in the Air Force, or
that's correct. Okay. Yes, just one. So, yep.
And he's a flyer still?
He is a pilot, yes. He went to the Ohio State University, and he graduated in 2022, and he is an officer in the U.S. Air Force, and he does fly a plane. He is definitely doing what he wanted to do as a child, and I have gotten to see his dreams come true, yes.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. My the oldest nephew was with the Special Services with the Air Force.
Nice.
He's a PJ. And, you know, and they only take like 20 of those every, you know, and he's a man's man. And his beautiful wife, Erica, worked as a sheep. Pardon me.
Hey, telephone.
Should we answer? Hello? Yes?
I want a show.
Aaron, this is Aaron who's doing the comedy show. Aaron, you are live on the Bob Dean Show. Hi. Can I call you back in about 50 minutes? We're in the middle of interviewing some lovely ladies from around the world. I will. Thank you for calling, Aaron. I never answer the phone. But that was with the show tonight at the Mosaic Hotel. So we were talking, and my niece trained bomb-sniffing dogs for the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And so there's a connection there.
Yeah.
And one of my closest friends from high school, and we're still like this to this day, you've all seen the movie Top Gun?
Oh, yes.
Well, my friend Dale Van Pacwa, who's handsome as hell, he's got a beautiful wife, grown children now, he was Tom Cruise before that character was ever introduced. And awesome. He was just as wild and lived life on the edge. And he flew those MiG helicopters.
Okay.
It was funny because my house in Nashville, he would always zoom over it, and the neighbors would always say, why are these helicopters so low? Is there a war? But that's great that your son is doing that. And please give him my thanks for guarding our country. It's very important.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, ladies, you all, what is the name of the high school that you attend?
Taft. Yeah.
Taft. T-A-F-T.
Taft. Like William Taft.
Yes, okay. William Taft. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
You know, I only act incredibly stupid, so people won't ask me to do things. That's why they're like, don't ask that bartender. He's adult. But that's great. And what level are we in? Ninth? 10th?
12th. We are all seniors.
We are all seniors.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Gosh, you kids are so beautiful. And it's just hard to believe. Well, because you're also
that we are seniors.
To your families, I have seen these young ladies with Mary Ellen's care, and they are a gas. They're beautiful and they're well behaved, and they seem to be having a wonderful time. And the picture that's in the that Mary Ellen sent for you know where you're all dolled up in the restaurant. Where was that at
Las Vegas?
Frank?
Yeah,
it was in Vegas.
The restaurant in the Eiffel Tower.
Vegas, yeah. Well, we were just talking about that with another friend last night. You guys are gorgeous, and you've had so much fun with you've done Disneyland, right? And then you did Warner Brothers.
Oh,
we did Warner Brothers, Disneyland, yeah.
But Warner Brothers, yes.
Well, you guys were on the go from morning till night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we left the hotel just about every day, like at 7:30.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are the three non-adults that I let sit at my bar because I knew you would be alcohol. Because it's ladies to the families. Well, I'll say ladies and gentlemen to the families. It's a very small bar in a very extremely high-end, reputable boutique hotel. So there was no shenanigans going on, but it gave us the opportunity to get to know each other and chat a lot because I'm a talker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what?
Fantastic.
Let's start with Allegra.
Yes.
Moth. Let me do this. I can't even read my own writing. My mother's rolling over her grave. My mother was an educated woman.
It's She's okay. Like, I know my last name. It's hard. Don't worry. Also, Italian people cannot pronounce it. So,
well, how do you pronounce it?
Matelicani.
Matelicani.
Right. Yeah. That's correct. That was
Matelicani.
Good.
Matelicani. Yeah. Ah, I did it. All right. Okay. So now, tell us about you, your family. What are you studying?
Okay. So, hi, everybody. I'm Allegra. I'm going to say hi to my mom that probably she's watching us and to all my family and my friends. And I'm from Italy and I have my family. I can say a normal family because I have a brother, a mom and a father. And Right now, I'm doing my fourth year of high school, and I'm here in the U.S. But unfortunately, when I come back in Italy, I have to attend another year of high school, because in Italy, we have 5 years of high school. So unfortunately, I need to come back to school again, but it's okay.
Are you referred to in Italy in your fifth year as a senior? Or is there another level of work?
So in Italy, we don't have freshmen, seniors, juniors, yeah. Whatever it's called, but we have first year of high school, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Right now, I'm in the fourth one, and in September, I will start my fifth year.
Congratulations.
Right now, I'm here. I'm so happy to be here because it's one of my biggest dream in my life, and I'm really in love with America that I would like to come back to study here. My plan is to become an Italian teacher because I always like helping people, and why not? I would to become a teacher and to teach my first language. So that's my plan.
I think that's marvelous. When I was younger, I used to be young and thin and tan and good looking, I had a friend in Palm Beach, Florida, who was a lovely girl, and she was a native of Palm Beach, and she went to Rome to be a teacher at the age of 21.
Uh-huh.
And she's still having a marvelous life over there. Well, actually, she fell in love with a really hot stud guy who happened to be from Rome. It was like one of those Gidget romance kind of things. You know, we were on the beach all day. He was a really good guy, but she still teaches English in Rome. So, are your plans to teach English in your home country or to come here?
I would like to come here and teach Italian here. That's my plan.
That's awesome.
Well, you better learn Spanish first.
Yeah, I'm studying it. Don't worry, I'm studying it.
My father made me flip a coin in 1978 because he said, son, you're going to study a foreign language. You just need to do it. It makes a well-rounded man. And in Nashville, Tennessee, in 1978, I was like, Spanish? Who in the world's going to need to speak Spanish in the United States? That's exactly what I said to myself. So I chose French. And
I
can say a few things I can order, but that's about it.
Actually, Spanish is my third language, and French is my fourth language, because in Italy, we have different type of school, and in my school, I chose the one where we study languages, and I chose French and Spanish, so now I'm learning both.
What is the name of your high school in Italy?
Liceo Linguistico Mamiani.
Liceo Linguistico Mamiani.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Now, is it like a specialty charter school where languages, you know, they offer more language courses, things like that? Or is that just programs that are offered in just about every high school, that, you know, to study more than one language?
Okay, so we can say that it's in high school that we have, we can say that basically Italian people, Italian students, they have to choose their future at 14, because at the end of the middle school, we need to choose between six or seven different type of schools. We have there is my school where it's focused on languages, and then there is her school that it's focused on Latin and ancient Greek, or there is another school where they're focused on science and math. Yeah. Basically, everybody studies the same stuff. So I study Latin, she studies English, but my English is, I'm not going to say better than hers, but we really focus on languages. My Latin is not as good as hers because in her school, they really focus on Latin. I don't know if you guys get my point.
Yeah, because in Italy, we don't choose classes, which is school.
Yeah.
In school has that classes. You cannot choose.
Yeah. You choose the school, not the classes.
Yeah.
Here.
I got it. So the classes are specified for that school. And yeah, you're right. Languages, you a passion, you have a passion to study, that's what the school that you attend.
Yes, yeah. Right.
That's pretty specific and a pretty darn good way to do it. You know, that way, you know specifically what you want to do and how you're going to learn it. Now, are there several teachers that teach several classes in Latin and Greek? Or is there one specialty teacher that teaches a large class? And we're going to get to you, Belgium.
Okay, it's different because here is the students that change classes. Like I go in my math class, then I'm going my US history class. In Italy, we have just one class and we have always the same classmates. And it's just the teacher that change classes.
I see.
The same people in my class.
Understood.
They're my classmates.
Well, do you guys do the sport now? As far as like schools in the United States, you have a ridiculous focus on sports instead of academics. You know, I don't know how things change, but things like in the United States, sports programs that are not football or baseball are being eliminated. It to my aggravation, the music and theater classes, bands and things like that are being dismantled, but they'll put a ton of money into American football or American baseball. Do your schools have sports programs like that, or are they strictly academic? Do they have theater programs?
You know, we have a lot of sports. So we are in the lacrosse team this season for spring.
I love lacrosse, man. That's action.
Yeah. And it's actually not a thing in Europe. So it's the first time we ever
played,
heard and play about play lacrosse. So, yeah, and we have a lot of sports, a lot of different clubs, like art club, French club, Italian club, chess club, I mean, all types of clubs.
Yeah, and this is one of the differences between U.S. and Europe, because school you have club and sports, but in Europe, club and sports are outside the school. Yeah. If you want to join a sport, it's on your own. There's a team outside the school. It's separate from school.
It's not sponsored by the school.
No. You know,
right. It's the same for activities.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of that stuff would spread. I come from a huge American football family. My mother was a cheerleader. My father was a captain of the rival high school team. They hated each other. That was one of those storybook romances. You know, it really was. But my mother, who was a lovely woman, she was beautiful and educated, and she could cook. She was Serbian, but she was a fabulous Italian cook. But she loved her football. And my mom was a very boisterous, loud woman who spoke her mind. My father was a man's man who was a quiet guy unless you pushed him. Like when I borrowed his car when I was 14 and he caught me. ugly. His exact words were, "Robert, I am so angry with you right now that if I put my hands on you, I would kill you." And that's what he closed the bedroom door. And I was like, but at any rate, the things like school and the things that you're learning, I think it's great that it's out and you're concentrating in school on your academics. Now, in the American school at Taft, have you found it easy to make friends? I don't know how it is, but you know how. I went to high school in 1979. I graduated, but I don't really think, with the exception of a lot of the pressures of modern society, including these, I was going to say the R word, but you can't say retarded anymore. phones, the influence of these iPhones on young people. In your school, did they let you just carry them around and use them? Probably in class, they discourage it. But when you're on campus, oftentimes, like, what percentage would you say of people walk around with their face in their phone?
Yeah, like we have in the class, we have what we call a phone tree. So when you enter in the class, you have to put your phone on the wall in a special place.
Good.
But technically, you can still, like, now with Bluetooth AirPods, you can just have your AirPod and nobody will say anything, and you don't need to have your phone close to you to can listen to music. So people listen a lot to music in class and in the hallways. Yeah, people have their phones, of course. And it's also like, it's a huge school. We are 3,000 or 4,000.
So it makes it makes it more difficult to really meet people. But at the same time, we also have like a lot more different people to meet. Like, I don't know. It depends on each class.
I know exactly what you mean. And because you guys are, and I mean this very sincerely, all three of you are so lovely and bright and pretty. I'm sure that there must be some, what would you call it? Some of the girls might be a little jealous. Some of the guys might really be wanting to get to meet you. Sure. But, you know, because you're so continental and you know, European and savvy, maybe they're a little standoffish. But you have made some real good friends, though, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We have. It was kind of hard because, as she said, everybody's wearing their headphones or staying at their phone. But, yeah, we found friends. We have a group of friends. Sometimes we go out with them. We hang out with them after school. So, yes, we have friends.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a hot spot in the neighborhood, like a certain restaurant or drive in or anything, where the gang goes, like Sumerian?
No, we don't have it.
We
should have
our Chinese restaurant where we go every week. But that's it.
Yeah, that's not too hip. Although Chinese food is the bomb. The best.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
You guys drive?
Nope.
No.
No.
No, we can't. We cannot drive.
Shoot. It's one of the I should have known that. I would have got, when you guys were here, I would have got. Well, I have this really cool old convertible that sits in the garage that I hardly ever drive. And had I known that, I would have taken you. Well, sorry, families of, you know, they would have been super. Yeah, I'd get you out of. To drive that little convertible, it would have been a blast. Oh, by the way, folks, you can watch us. You can watch the Bob Dean Show, yay, live on my Facebook page, The Bob Dean Show. I hope you're tuning in. And another question I had about. Oh, you know what? These earbud things. How do you feel about them? Not the fact that they are a marvelous piece of technology that really do have. You know, the benefits outweigh the bad, but I personally have a lot of problems with them because people can't hear what's going on. Yeah. And it puts it a whole different sense of, you know, you're looking, if I'm wearing earbuds, I'm turning into a robot and I'm being a service. You know, as I said, you know, I'm the help. I'm a bartender server. People don't realize that and please, ladies, I want you to remember this. When you're walking around talking on your phone, there are other people around you. Because I am just as guilty. You can't be walking along saying, yeah, I just won $500 in the contest, so I put it in my sock drawer at home. You know, the word that you would blow your mind, the conversations that people, when I was your age, we used things called payphones, and there's still some. Scattering, you know what I'm talking about, right, man? Yeah. And you would say, you'd be on the phone like this, and if somebody was in 3 feet of you, you'd go, pardon me, but this is a private conversation.
Yes.
And if you'd excuse yourself and say, oh, I'm terribly sorry. There's one woman that comes into my bar who is, she lives just down the block. She comes in once a week and has dinner and gets on her phone, and she talks at a voice level like this, and I know everything about her son's problem with illegal substances. I know how much she got in her divorce settlement. I know why she divorced her husband. And I don't want to know. I'm like, la, la, la. Please don't ever get in the habit. Just remember that other people are around you. It's all, oh my God, like in the supermarket, whatever. I'm not going to go on and on. You're young. You're molding yourselves into smart, beautiful young people. Just remember the phone etiquette. It's so different now, but it's so important. My family, we were the first ones to have call, Mary Ellen, you'll get this, call waiting.
Yeah.
Was huge in 1977. And my dad did a lot of business out of the house. And my brother Greg and I came home, and I'll never forget, mother sat us down. She was like, now we have something to discuss, boys. And we're like, oh, great. What happened? She said, there's a new technology that, she said, as far as I know, we're one of the first families in the area to have it. She said, it's called call waiting. And she took the phone on the wall in the kitchen. And she said, now this is how you do it. I want you to pay attention. She said, You're on the phone with a friend. You're having a conversation. You'll hear a tone. Beep. That's my mother. You'll hear a tone. Beep. And she said, when you hear that tone, you say to the person you're talking to, politely, would you hold for just a moment? I have an incoming call. Then you click the thing down, lift it up, and go,
answer it.
You go, hello, who's speaking? Will you hold for just a moment? And it was really cool at that time, you know?
Yes.
So, of course, the next thing we start calling everybody we know is to say, call us so we can go, up, put you on hold. Pretty high tech, you know? With our I miss those, man. What do you guys, all three have iPhones or Androids? Or?
Yeah, we have iPhones.
I have Androids.
She's against
iPhones. Yeah, I don't like iPhones. I prefer my Androids.
I had Androids the only reason why I even got one of these things is because I had to. I would just soon be, I wish I could reach it. It's right over here. Oh, I'll find it in a second. A Bell C500 rotary dial phone. I know it's right here somewhere. We put your finger in and go like that.
Yeah.
But I wish we still had landlines. The clarity was better. And the phones, don't you think? I mean, they're marvelous tools. They are. Now, I'm sure, Mary Ellen, you know exactly how to work yours. Oh, you do, because you texted talking. I'm going, wait, stop. I just don't have the brain for the technology of the computer or the phone. Mm-hmm. I've taken classes at Santa Monica College where the class literally booed me because I was the old man in the front. And everybody was jeering. It was like introduction to your laptop one. And I'm really trying, I swear, but I just have no interest in it. As Sam can tell you, he has to refer me to the simplest chores of setting things up. And I can't absorb it. I get angry, my head hurts. But you guys just adapt to it, so easily. But why does an iPhone always have to know where we're going? It's to enhance your lifestyle. If it knows that you went to yogurt and then you skipped school, right? And now there's all these apps where it says keep an eye on your loved ones, and the undertone is that a parent can find out where their children are, but in reality, it's just going to be a tool that's going to break up a lot of romances. Just tell everybody honestly where you're going to be, because trust me, from experience, all of a sudden somebody sends you a picture of where you are, and you're like, well, how the hell are you? Just, I'm trying to give a little life lessons to the girls.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
So, can you tell us about Belgium? What part do you live? And I think I'm an eighth Belgianese, or however you pronounce it, from my family tree.
Okay, so I'm from Belgium. I'm from the south part from Belgium. So in the south, you have, we speak French, and in the north, we speak Dutch. So for people who are not really good in geography, you're not alone, don't worry. So you have France, then you have Netherlands on top, and between these two countries, you have Belgium. And this is why the south speak French and the north speak Dutch. We also have a really small part who speaks German, but it's really, really small. So I would say Belgique and not Belgium, but anyways. So there, it's not like in Italy. So I'm already done with school. And here, for me, it's a gap year. So I'm a super senior, basically, but I'm basically more on vacation. And next year I go directly to university. And
So what's your chosen university, and what is your field of study that you plan on concentrating on?
Okay, I don't know yet where I'm going to go, but I'm applying in Spain, France, and Italy. I don't want to go in Belgium. It's really good, the study we have in Belgium, but I want to change. I want to visit. And I'm going to do or architecture or interior architecture. So it depends on the schools I apply to. And my dream, my objective of life, it's to become a production designer.
So it's the people who create the sets for the movie, who finds place to film a movie, and etc. So, yeah.
You know, being the unaccomplished actor and comedian that I am, I have several friends, including my own niece, who are in production and design, and they just love it.
That's amazing. So, yeah.
Hey, if I could ever hook you up, you know, network with you, let me know. And
she'll take it.
It's exciting work. And if you want to be in, like, I love being a stand-up comic. Oh, by the way, for your families, tell them they can go to bobthesurlycomic.com.
Okay.
It's some of my stuff at the, I used to do the Laugh Factory in Hollywood quite a bit, which is an accomplishment because there's only 10 million comedians and actors and that sort of thing. And I love doing live theater. Live theater is a gas, and that's where there's a lot of set design and that sort of thing that's got to be fast and on it. But in your studies, as far as like a set design, do you mean I know you just said with acting and such, but like interior architecture, you are speaking residential and business as well, like designs of office buildings or interior design in personal homes. Is that an interest in that? That's it.
Yeah, this I just want to learn in general, like the what do you do when you're an interior architect or when you're architect. But then I would like to can do a master or something more close to production design, for example, in scenography or something like this. So. I don't know. I don't have one type of building I would like to be an architect or interior architect for. So, yeah.
Got it. It's just a whole broad scope of things. Well, seriously, I've got I have a nephew that does this. I have a niece that does this, and they're from separate parents in separate parts of the country. Yeah. And I also have some really wonderful friends out here that I've met that are, I'm proud to say, they're very accomplished. And I have introduced other people too. So when the time is right.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah.
We'll have back. We'll do brunch. But yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And you very, guys. That's, go ahead.
Yeah. It's very like specific. So yeah. It, like well, it's not really cool. A thing in Belgium. So that's also cool that I could come here because yeah, here it's obviously more. A thing like production design then in a small country like Belgium. But yeah.
Well, you know, the industry is really changing, you know, especially since COVID. A lot of places are, a lot of set houses and such are closing down because they've realized that so much of the work can be done from home.
Yeah.
You don't need to rent the spaces, that sort of thing. I have a friend, her name is Barbie Kligman. Google her. She and her husband, Billy Malone and Barbie Kligman. Billy is a very accomplished actor and director. And Miss Barbie is very, very, she's with Shonda Rhimes, you know, who does all that stuff and all. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun to go to their home because they're always working. But you go to their home and those big chalkboards that flip over, she has like six of them, or dry erase boards now, I guess. And she'll have the whole plots for these Magnum PI, these shows and all that sort of thing. And then it's like, she'll be like, okay, no, wait, we're going to have this guy go do this. And then, but it's just, oh it's God. Really exciting for me to see.
Yeah.
And then the finished product. Now, when you're actually filming, it's like, hurry up. And unless you're a star, you know, that gets a big old glamorous trailer and you get to lay in there and read your Teen Beat magazine or whatever it is the kids are reading today. Until it's time for you to come out and do your three lines. It's just like, hurry up and wait. You can sit around all day and it's kind of boring, but once you're really into it, there's nothing better. I have been on three, not to talk about myself, because I've been told I tend to do that, but I'm going to talk about myself. I've been on three what's that?
It's fine. You have an interesting life.
It is my show. Oh, thank you. I've been on three games. I was on Jay Leno's You Bet Your Life, where I won some money. I was on Let's Make a Deal, and I was, which I could just slap that Wayne Brady. He, you know, he fooled me. I picked the money, and he kept telling me, take the box, take the box. So I took the box, and it was a zonk. And then I was on a game show called Switch that's on the Game Show Network, where I was the first one eliminated. And not because I'm stupid, I swear, it's just because I was so tired I didn't put any thought into it. The point of all that being, it's really fun. Game shows are fun. The majority of people that are on the game shows are contestants from around the country. I get the opportunity because sometimes they need a filler person, and they go to actors in Los Angeles because that's where all the production is. So it's just kind of neat to be on set, and that is a lot more exciting to be around in the set. As a matter of fact, when I did that game show Switch, it was in the studio where they did Will and Grace. And I mean, cool. It was really neat. And of course, there's no remnants of what it once was with the apartment sets and all that, but they do have a plaque. And it's just kind of neat to just something that you admire, a show that you admire. It's really neat like that. So when are you scheduled to head back to home?
June. Yeah, we're leaving in June.
Yeah, after the graduation.
Our graduation is June 2nd, couple of weekends before graduation.
After
graduation.
Well, maybe I can come up to Chicago to watch you graduate. Oh,
yes.
No. Yeah, you should.
Great idea.
Wouldn't that be fun? But don't they at least the graduations in this town, so many people that you have to get tickets, right? Yeah. Your high school is so big. So, pardon me, only X amount of people can really come to the ceremony, right?
Yeah. Yes. We have, I think, 4 tickets. And if we are eligible, we can have 7 tickets.
Wow.
So far.
There's a lot of big families that are disappointed. Well, I could just wait at a bar somewhere having a martini. For your families, just kidding. Some apple juice. That's my favorite.
No, Bob. I'm going. You're going.
Works for me. I'll buy. How many in your senior class?
A lot.
Yeah.
A thousand.
Wow. We're going to have graduation in an arena.
Yeah. We have to do it like that. There were 149 in my graduating class. If I haven't mentioned it, I was senior class favorite. Look at me now with my fake hair. And my-
I believe it. There's never a doubt. Never a doubt.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your family and friends?
Cuckoo, papa, mama.
I don't know. Ciao.
Maybe you miss them.
Yeah.
Or not.
But because my family doesn't speak English, so they will not understand. they will be watching.
Say it in Italian. Say it in Italian.
Well, I'm sure. So how do you say? Will you interpret to them what I said at the beginning about how sincerely, how terribly sorry I am that I screwed up the first episode and made them sit and wait and the time difference and all? I really feel terrible about it.
Okay.
Say that right now.
Bob sta dicendo di chiedermi scusa siccome l'ultima volta è saltato tutto perché si è addormentato e quindi ha chiesto di dirvi di scusarsi, cioè che si scusa perché voi stavate guardando, stavate aspettando e quindi si scusa.
I
apologize.
Yeah.
You guys are just great. I had so much fun when you get honestly that's a great little hotel, isn't it?
Oh my
God. Yes, yeah, it was amazing. It was super cool, and your food was good. So, yeah, an extra point.
Thank you very much. That's why I love that job, because I am the bartender, the cocktail waitress, the waiter, the busboy, the dishwasher, the pool boy, and the service attendant. And on Sundays, I'm also the chef.
Yeah. And the entertainment.
And the tea maker.
I have an announcement to make. Mary Ellen and Sam, ladies, I didn't mean to be depressing, but I was just informed by our staff that O.J. Simpson has passed away.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that.
I knew that. I learned that my phone was blowing up with that wonderful news. I mean, news earlier. Yes.
You know, this is one selling point that for my friends from the East, when I want them to come and visit, I'm like, I live in Santa Monica. You can walk to where OJ killed Nicole.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Sadly.
But
it is
right around the corner on Bundy. What a tragedy.
Yes.
But that's what we did during COVID.
We talked about him on our trip. Yes.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Yeah.
But We went to all these murder sites. Not that I'm morbid about it, but during COVID, the lockdown was so strong here in Los Angeles and California. But we went to a bunch of like old, like from the 30s, 40s, you know, and it was just kind of neat to be. Is that our time, Sam? I heard a bleep. How much time do we have, Sam? I'm looking on here. Because what happens is I always start talking. I think we have like 5 more minutes.
Oh, okay.
4 minutes. Okay, four minutes. So take a turn and say what you'd like to say to anybody.
Okay.
Okay, I can start. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I really miss you. I'm really... I'm looking forward to see you again. And baci e bracci. Ciao, ciao.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. I miss you. I'm sad that I'm going to be home in 2 months, but I'm also can't wait to see you again. But yeah, I'm happy to be here. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Papa, mamo. Hello, I hope everything is fine. I hope you will understand my English. Yeah, and I miss you. I miss the cats too. But I miss you guys too. Yeah, I hope everything is fine in St. Louis and in Belgium. And yeah, hope to see you soon. 2 months.
I am positive that all three of them meant to say I have the best host parents in the world and so happy to be here.
Yeah, yes, just of forgot course. That part. Yeah, that's yes. Obvious. Wait,
shout
that's
out obvious. To Ruth.
Don't worry.
Host
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, of course. Yes. We want to say hi to our host mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I can vouch for the fact that the parents of these three girls, that Emmy here, she loves them like her own, and she guards them furiously.
Yeah.
You know, so they are being well taken care of, and I was just proud to be a part of that, getting to know you guys. And I have an idea. Let's come back on and say, we'll keep in touch because wherever you are, we could do it from wherever you are.
Yes.
But let's do another like a episode in a year. God willing, we're all still here. Or a few months. Let's, I know. When you guys get back home and get settled for a couple weeks, then the five of us will get back together and you can talk about what we're doing on screen. How's that sound?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do it.
Or if you want, you can come. We're going to go all in Italy in her city.
Yeah,
you can come with us so we do the call all together. And
from Italy.
Even easier.
Piggy bank.
Yes.
I would love to do that. We got to wrap this up, guys.
Okay. Thanks,
it's
Bob.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Please, you guys, make sure you connect with me on Instagram on BobDean2971.
Yes.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, BobDean2971 on the gram, whatever
the gram.
And it's the Bob Dean Show on Facebook, and my personal page is Bob Dean. And so please connect. Love you guys very, very much. Happy trails. Study hard. Get good grades. And keep in touch.
Thank
you
so
much.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.